Let's see. Is this thing on? I see a green light. Oh, and there's the squiggles on the screen. I think it's working. We have a podcast. Well, hello, everyone. Let me introduce myself. My name is Dan, and I'm the pastor of the church in a town called Grace Harbor. And we're all so excited that you're here. You see, here in Grace Harbor, we made a discovery. Well, it's not new, so technically I guess it would be a rediscovery. We discovered, rediscovered, that if you add just 3 short disciplines to your day, it can turn our ordinary days into an extraordinary life. Do you know what a discipline is? It's kind of like a habit. You know what a habit is, I'm sure. It's something you do regularly. Like, I have the habit of craving tacos on Tuesdays because it's Taco Tuesday. Or maybe you have the habit of leaving your bedroom light on when you leave. But habits are things that just kind of happen. Disciplines are things that we choose to do regularly. And we choose to do them because they help us learn and grow as people. Earlier this year, we picked out 3 disciplines to add to our morning routines: gratitude, intention, and prayer. Gratitude means thinking about things we're thankful for. Intention means thinking about our day and what we're going to do, or sometimes more importantly, how we're going to do the things we have to do that day. And prayer? Well, that's just a way to talk to God that helps us stay connected with the one that made us, loves us, and calls us to dive into the adventure that's all around us. And these 3, they work together. Gratitude opens our hearts. Intention focuses our minds. And prayer fills us up with what we need for the day. And here's the thing, it doesn't have to take long. Just a couple of minutes in the morning was all it took to help us get set up for a great day. And then we rediscovered that if we take just a few minutes at the end of the day to think about how the day went, to look ahead to what's coming tomorrow, and thank God for all the blessings of the day, it helps lock in all the good stuff that's happening all around us. That doesn't sound very hard, does it? It's not. It's also not gonna change your life in one day or one week. Disciplines aren't magic tricks. But we found that as we do this each day, it helps us notice all the amazing things God is doing in our lives. It helps us notice when our prayers are answered. It helps us notice the people we love and the things that make us happy. And we can see how we're growing in our faith. It's made such a big difference in our lives that we wanted to share it with all of you. And we figured the best way to start sharing it would be through this podcast. So, welcome to the very first episode of the Family Prayer Podcast. We're going to be with you for a couple of minutes each weekday morning to help you jumpstart your day and practice these disciplines. You can listen with your whole family around the breakfast table or in the car on the way to school. We'll then be back in the evening to help you wind down. You could make us part of your bedtime routine. In fact, now would be a really good time for an adult in your family to hit that subscribe button so you always get the next episode automatically. There's so much more I want to share with you, but we have plenty of time, and we'll learn together as we go. So let's start simple. What is something you're really looking forward to today? Maybe you can't wait to see your best friend at school. Maybe your adult packed your favorite lunch. Maybe you have something fun planned for after school. Or maybe the weather outside today is your favorite kind of day. Take a few moments to think about something you're looking forward to today, and then share it with your family. Adults, why don't you go first? If you need more time, you can pause this podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. All done? Be sure to remember what you shared, because we're going to talk about it tonight. Okay, I think that's probably enough for our first ever podcast. I don't know about you, but I feel like celebrating. Maybe this afternoon I'll head down to Auden and Brookie's Ice Cream and Cookies and get one of their world-famous chocolate chip cookie milkshakes. That's something I'm definitely looking forward to. Before we go, let's say a quick prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, I thank you for all of the new friends I've made this morning through the podcast. I can't wait for them to get to know more about Grace Harbor and for us to learn more about them. And we thank you for all the things we're most looking forward to today. Even ordinary days can hold extraordinary things. Amen. All right, friends, have a great day, and I'll talk to you tonight.